This is,
all right.
One second here. This is an article that all civilized countries should break diplomatic relations with the U.S., you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, what it said was that something like George W. Bush, U.S. President George W. Bush, is a killer. He's a thug. He needs to be brought to trial.
Oh, that's what you did with the statement.
Yeah, I turned it around, you know? And that was put on around June 2nd or so. Uh-huh. 2nd or 3rd on the internet.
So that's
and
it.
Then a few days later, June 8th, they sent this letter, you see?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That's the timing of all of this, you know?
Yes.
Apparently, the Bush or his people didn't like that, you know?
Yeah.
You see? So,
see. Well,
you know, it's...
So that started it all then,
Yeah, I think so. Apparently, that's what... here's the article. Here it is.
Okay.
Here it is, Pablo.
Okay.
It's high time for all civilized countries all over the world to break diplomatic relations with the U.S. This is the website I was just telling you about, right?
Yes, yes.
Say, the brutal, unprovoked U.S.-led invasion and subsequent occupation of Iraq is nothing but naked aggression, et cetera, et cetera. And then it says down here a little later, U.S. President George W. Bush is a killer.
Uh-huh.
He's a thug. He needs to be brought to trial.
Uh-huh.
You see? And then I added, not me, this is, anyway, what is a U.S. embassy really? It's just an often huge CIA base inside your own country, daily and nightly undermining your own sovereignty. A country needs a U.S. embassy like it needs a hole in the head. But that's, I think, this statement went on a few days before this letter that was sent from the U.S. embassy on June 8th. That's now on the internet. You can read it.
All right.
Telling the Japanese immigration people to arrest me. You understand?
Yes, yes, all right.
So,
Bobby, we only have about 3 minutes to go.
Okay.
All right. Just one more thing. Somebody's asking, if you're given a choice, which would you choose? Be deported back to the U.S. or stay in jail in Japan?
Stay in jail in Japan.
Okay.
No question.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah. And you have any message to the people of the Philippines and of the world of chess, whatever?
Yeah, I say you should all get out in front of the U.S. Embassy. You should all protest. I also want to thank you for letting me on again. I love the Filipino people because you really have a heart, you know?
Yeah.
You really believe in letting the underdog have his say, you know?
Yes, of course.
It's not all just for the powers that be, you know?
Yes.
Not every, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody should go to that, can I read that again, the website?
Go ahead.
http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/ and Fisher is spelled F-I-S-T-H-E-R. Can you read it back, Pablo?
Yes. H-T-T-P...
H-T-T-P.
That's right. http://...
Home dot...
Yes.
N-E dot...
J-P/...
Moon/Fisher/.
All right, I got it right.
And then when you go there, right at the beginning, there's all the beginning stuff now is about this, about the arrest.
Kidnapped
and railroaded to his imprisonment, torture, and death in the Jew-controlled USA. You click there, and every place where it's underlined, you click.
All right, we'll do that.
All the documents, it's very obvious the U.S. is totally guilty. I haven't broken any law. I should be out, and the people at the U.S. Embassy should be in jail here, and also the Japanese immigration authorities here who cooperated with the U.S. Embassy should be in jail.
All right.
Okay, Pablo.
Bobby, if you don't get deported anytime soon, please call back.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Appreciate
you
very much. Appreciate it very much, sir. Take care of yourself out there.
Okay, say hello to everybody there in Baguio and also at Bumbo Radio.
Yes, sir, I will.
Hit the Bumbo thing. Would you hit it for me?
Yes.
Hit the drum for me.
We'll hit the drum here.
Yes.
Yeah. You hear that? All right. You hear that? Okay.
I heard it. Thank you, Pablo.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Pero ya por segunda, regalo tapo y tía, me llamaron a punga.